So, the three main misconceptions about dreams are that dreams are a waste of time and attention, which, of course, they're not. You hear that, perhaps, from people who are unfamiliar with creativity or who are unfamiliar with symbology or the richness of the psyche and how it is in so many different layers that offer all kinds of attributes and bounty to us. Another misconception about dreams is that you could go to the store and you could buy a dream dictionary and look up the symbols in your dreams and suddenly know your dreams. And I have to say that I don't find that to be true. It's too cut and dried. Although there are what we call archetypal interpretations to dreams, meaning there are certain things in dreams that people dream that have a universal quality to them, so that when people dream, for instance, of an eagle, they're often dreaming something about leadership, about being above, having an aerial point of view, being an excellent hunter of resources, being one who can see far, being a visionary. But the person's personal association to the eagle is as important, perhaps even more important. And that is because different people have different experiences of eagles. Say, some people have an experience of finding an eagle that had a broken wing and trying to heal it, but it died. And so their association to the symbol of eagle will be very different than another person who's never seen an eagle in real life, but only as a picture in books. The other misconception about dreams is that there's only one valid interpretation of a dream. And, you know, that's not true. You could have five people interpret a dream. And although if they're experienced in dream interpretation and symbology and archetypal reality, they might have a similar core to their interpretation. In fact, they are likely to. But the details of how they present the dream to you will vary according to the knowledge and the image-making function within that person, as well as their poetic function, their ability to make metaphor and images live. So one person may give a very dry interpretation, another person a very lush interpretation, and it just depends on the soul who is doing the interpretation. Dream interpretation, in my experience, is almost exactly like translation from a foreign language into one's own mother tongue. Translation is not an exact art. In other words, whatever the words are in Spanish, you cannot translate directly into English, otherwise you'll lose some of the lyricism of the poetry itself. You cannot translate word for word, otherwise it comes out in the second language very stilted and wooden. The same thing is true in dream interpretation. So if you have a choice about how to interpret a dream, I would encourage you to interpret it creatively and poetically and as close to your associations as possible, rather than in a cut and dried manner. What you're looking for in the interpretation, which may not happen with every dream or every dream interpretation, is you're looking for the aha experience. Oh, yes, I can. Oh, I see now. Oh, yes. You're looking for that kind of sensation. You're looking for the dream interpretation and the dream material itself to give you literal insight, something you did not have before. And so if all your dream interpretations that you're making for yourself are very mediocre and just cause you to practically snore, maybe you're not going deep enough. And perhaps it would be good if you had a dream group or if you went to a dream analyst and had them help you with your dreams for a while. Another truth about dreams is that artists and creative people fish their dreams the way trout fishermen fish streams. For tournament-sized ideas, for award-winning ideas. The dream maker does not have the censorship mechanism that the waking ego has. And therefore, the dream maker will put together all manner of odd and unusual associations, linking symbols together in ways that the ego would have a really hard time thinking of when it's awake. So many artists, poets, painters, writers, listen closely to their dreams because the combinations that are put together within the dream symbols are often very startling, very stunning, sometimes even breathtaking. And they take those and they utilize them in their actual work.